I never speak at the beginning of our musical phase of the program, but today I want to give you a warning. You are about to hear perhaps one of the greatest concerts in the history of music, at least a good chunk of it. And this is Frank Zappa's band in 1988, May 24th, 1988, a couple of weeks before the band breaks up because of bickering among them. So the momentum that the band is creating by this period in late 88 is so powerful, you can see that the Berlin Wall could not hold up. And Frank actually was given an offer to play at the Berlin Wall, and maybe did, I can't remember. But the Berlin Wall was hovering in his thoughts, and this is the reason why.
Ladies and gentlemen, oh boy. All right, we received a little note before the show. It's from to say hello, Dave from Yorkshire. He came from England to see a couple of shows, and he requested, so hello, Dave from Yorkshire, and he requested that the secret word for tonight be mouse, but this is the wrong night for mouse, another night perhaps, okay? Now, before we get started, I just want to tell you about something incredibly exciting that happened backstage. We got a offer from the Russians to go to Moscow on Sunday to play at the Reagan-Gorbachev summit. Now, we don't know whether they can get all of our equipment there on time, but it was a nice offer anyway. We'll try and make it. But meanwhile, in the dark, hey! The moment where the shark bubbles flow. In the morning, by your radio, through the walls flow with the suffocation. Ain't got no friends, and all the others are hatred. It's the life you miss, and I gotta go. Let me scrape you out. I guess your shoes and socks on, people, because it's right around the corner.
We go out through the night and the whispering breezes in the place where the big imaginary diseases. Out in the whispering breezes to the place where the big imaginary diseases.
Disease, stuffed cabbage, and well they should. But us regular folks who might wear a tennis shoe or an occasional python know this exquisite little inconvenience by the name of stick foot. That's right. You know, my python foot was too tight. Couldn't get it off last night. A week went by. House alive. Finally got it all. Gorbachev cried, you've got stink foot. Stink foot, Wally. Stinking foot. Put the birds on my show. Stink foot. I ain't lying. Can we nuke it all, do you suppose? Well, here we go. It's a greedy little puppy. Yes, that's a good dog. Get over here. Arr.
Willis, Mike Keneally, Walt Fowler, Bruce Fowler, Paul Carmen, Albert Wayne, Kurt McEtrick, Chad Wackerman, Ed Mann, Robert Martin, Scott Tuners, and now the big, big, big question that they'll all be asking on Sunday. What's new in Baltimore?
there told the women they talk low about stuff they know. They see food and laugh at you. If you can't, do it too. Basic lie, basic low. Purposes, wherever they go, to your executive, all in a row. Watch a baritone win, then do the baritone cheer. They sing about wheat, they sing about corn, they sing about Russians, where women was born. They sing about hate, they sing about fear. It seems like they all got a pretty good ear. They sing it in heaven and not over there. More than Egypt, yeah. Hey, they do choreography still braiding. They keep their legs open whenever they speak. They roll their eyes upward and over again. They stand their legs closed when they sing about them. Those baritone women, they are not your friends. You will make a mistake if you go there.
On Madison Ave, they were specific, they made you terrific. Red lips, blue eyes, blonde hair, all eyes. You're all American, and darling, they said so. She looks like she never gets nothing to eat. And she dines with actors and Wall Street characters. Don't talk nice clothes. See her, she blows. She's so important cause she gets to do talk shows. And she tells any kind of thank you. have a word she can say. She's in a bold mood.
We want to sit down.
Sounds good. That's right. She's wrong. Let her song. It seems she's everywhere. We just can't escape her. It's the same miracle of pure propaganda.
So hard to that song. What's your name?
Claudia.
Claudia, would you please dance to that song? And we'll play it all over again. Just dance, okay? A lot of people think that you can't dance to this kind of music, and she's going to prove it. Yes, in fact, it can be done. Ready? No harm. Take one, two, three. There ain't no such thing as love. No angel singing up above today.
Girl, I don't believe. Girl, I don't believe in what you say.
You say your heart is only mine. I say you must be blind. What makes you think that you're so mine?
Girl,
to do. What's your thing and crazy to do? It'd be such a fun of you.
Thank you. forward, and he said, "I'll have a sack." He said, "For a nominal service charge, I could reach Pomona tonight." If I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee, he would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs, negotiate the rest of the bullshit with me, and I said, around a bit.
Well,
he reached in the pocket of his mystery robe and he whipped out a shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor and a can of foaming goo. But he told me right then when the top popped open, there was nothing this Star Wars won't do. If they are loving for lightning and a few billion bucks or two, he said, "You might not believe this little taxpayer, but it'll save the whole country for you." And I said, "Oh, yeah. We're just out to put that song over the tree." Now, really, will this shit work, huh? Don't you waste your time on me.
I've been such a good boy.
Thank you. Thank you.